Of you who have been coming over the last several weeks, I've been sharing on the topic, You Shall Receive Power, having to deal or it's dealing with the Ruach, which is the Hebrew word for spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. And we're going to continue in that today, and next week we conclude in the five-part series on this, and then we'll see what the Lord has after that. I just pray that through these that we get filled more and more with the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Let me start with a little story here. There was an atheist near the home of the very well-known preacher, Charles Spurgeon. You ever hear of Charles Spurgeon? So there was an atheist that lived near his home who was very ugly to everyone who believed the Bible. Ugly, he was mean, everything. So Spurgeon asked the Lord to direct him in what he should read for morning devotion that day. And he was strongly impressed to read the book of Joel in its entirety. And when he came to Joel chapter 3, he read the third verse, and it said, "And sold the girl for wine." And he thought, "And sold the girl for wine?" So Spurgeon checked his concordance to see how many times the word girl occurred in the Bible. And to his great surprise, he found that the word only occurred once in the whole Bible. A little later, he went for his walk. About a block and a half away, he looked up and he saw this home where the atheist lived. And he went up to the door and he knocked. And the atheist growled at him. And he says, "Well, what do you want? Why are you at my door?" And he says, "I would like to read the Bible to you," Spurgeon replied. And the atheist began his usual abuse and calling him names and all this other stuff. And he suddenly stopped and said, "Will you tell me," this is the atheist speaking, "will you tell me how often the word girl is in the Bible?" And Spurgeon answered, "Once." And then the atheist said, "Tell me where it's found, and I'll let you in." And Spurgeon replied, "Joel chapter 3, verse 3. And the atheist then said, "Tell me, before I let you in, how did you know that?" And Spurgeon answered, "I haven't but known it for the last 2 hours. In my morning devotions, the Lord led me to read the book of Joel, and I saw it in chapter 3, and I looked it up." Then the atheist let Spurgeon in, and within half an hour, the atheist was on his knees asking God to forgive his sins. Thank you, Lord. That's a good story, isn't it? So several weeks ago, I began this series on You Shall Receive Power. And it continues to be my hope and my prayer that through these teachings, all of us will grow in the fullness of the Ruach HaKodesh, of the Holy Spirit. And with God's help, our defeats can be turned into victories and our weaknesses can be transformed into strength so that we can live victorious lives. So last week, in the third part of this, we finished the reasons why, number one, why so few believers are filled with the Ruach Elohim, or the Spirit of God. And then we began to look at how can a believer be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to continue with step 4 in this. And again, if you missed any of these, all the audio messages are on our website, and I think you're also putting some of the video of these messages. So if you see this, watch this video on our website. Hi! Hi, I'm glad you're here. All right, you're all awake. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to continue with step 4 of the spiritual formula based upon Scripture, which will help us to experience the fullness of the Ruach in all of our lives. Number four was, or is, we appropriate the filling of the Ruach HaKodesh by faith. It's something that happens by faith. As a believer, that triune presence of God already indwells within each and every one of us when we give our lives over to the Lord. As a result, great spiritual power and resources are available to us. It's within us. And like a miser starving to death with a fortune in boxes and jars all about his cluttered room, many believers are also starving spiritually, living in defeat, failing to utilize the spiritual fortune that is their heritage in the Messiah, Yeshua. So we all have this fortune, this inheritance, that spirit within us. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 18, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, admonished us, don't get drunk with wine because it makes you lose control. But he says, instead, keep on being filled with the Spirit. Furthermore, in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, we are assured where it says, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, God hears us. And we know that if He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked for. And I know that it's God's will, without a doubt. I think all of us know that it's God's will that we be filled with His Spirit, with His breath. Therefore, as we ask that Ruach, the Spirit, to fill us and to empower us, we can know according to His Word that our prayer is going to be answered. So we ask, Lord, fill me to overflowing with Your Ruach, with Your Spirit, with Your breath. We know according to His Word it's going to take place. Like our salvation, the filling of the Ruach HaKodesh, that Spirit of God, is a gift of God. And we do not and can't earn it in any way whatsoever. Both are received by the complete yielding of our wills in faith, when we have confessed our sins and we die to ourselves. When we exchange our impotence and our defeat for God's power and God's victory. So it's appropriated by faith. And going to the fifth point here, we must expect to be filled and empowered. You have to expect it. If you don't think that God's Spirit is going to empower you and then fill you and do something, then it's not going to happen. But if you expect it, then expect it to take place in your life. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, we see it says, and without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Do you believe God exists? Oh, I'm glad Bob agrees. Okay. Well, some of you agree. That's good. I'm glad that some of you believe that God exists.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Guess you're not very excited about the Lord today, huh?
Hallelujah!
Well, all right, that's better. That's better. So do we believe that God wants us to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit?
Yes. Yes.
And do we believe God has the power to fill us?
Yes.
Right. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 28 through 29, it says that Yeshua talked to the blind men and He asked them this, do you believe that I have the power to do this? This is what He said to the blind people. Men, do you believe I have the power to do this? And they replied, yes, sir. Then He touched their eyes, and He said, let it happen to you according to your faith. Did they believe and trust and know that they were going to be healed? If Yeshua touched them and they thought in their hearts, I don't think this is going to take place. I don't think I'm going to get healed. You know, when we come up to front sometimes, we ask for prayer. You know, pray for me, and you get hands laid on and get prayed. Are you coming up here thinking, I know I'm not going to get healed? Be honest. Do you ever do that? A lot of us do that because we don't have the faith to believe that God will do this. Let it happen according to your faith. We need to find a quiet place where we can be alone with God and read the scriptures that speak of his faithfulness and promises to us. We don't have to wait for the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. He's already dwelling within each and every one of us because we're believers in the Messiah Yeshua. He's waiting for us to allow him to fill us to overflowing and to empower us. Remember, according to your will or according to your faith and your trust, it's going to be done for you. He's a rewarder of those who seek him. We need to ask ourselves, have we honestly yielded our lives and our wills to the Messiah? That is, our wills to his will. In other words, your will be done, Lord, not my will be done. So tell me, how can a believer know when he's filled with the Spirit? Well, we're going to see here. You know, there's two excellent ways of knowing when you're filled with the Ruach Elohim, with the Spirit of God. Two great ways. First, by the promises of the Word of God. And second, by personal experience. If we have faithfully yielded to the will of God and sincerely surrendered our lives to him and have asked him to fill us and empower us, it's going to take place. That's the promise of his word. It is his will that we are filled, and we can believe and trust that he's heard us. God's word promises us that we can know. On the basis of his word, we know that we are filled and empowered. Do you believe his word? Do you believe that you're filled with his Spirit and he has empowered you? However, what about feelings? Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. You all know that song? Okay. I can't remember the rest. You know, we may... All right. We may or may not have an emotional response when we ask for the filling of the Ruach HaKodesh. I remember when I was a pretty young believer. You all heard of Sid Roth? Yeah. I think he has something miracles now. What is this?
Supernatural
and all that. And I was an early believer in, I came to the Lord in summer of 1979, and this was early 1980. Sid Roth was in town in El Paso, Texas, where I was living. And he was going to be at the YMCA. We were going to have a meeting there. I remember he said, if there's anybody here who wants to be filled with the Spirit of God, and then he also said, and with the manifestation of speaking and tongues and all that, I want you to line up here. So there were lots and lots and lots of people all lined up. And I thought he'd never get to me because I was, you know, more toward the end. And he'd go to the first one and he'd put his hand on him and pray, and something amazing seemed like it would happen. And they go to the next one, and something amazing. The next one, something amazing. Nothing, something amazing. And then he looked at me and said, you already got it, and walked away. I'm serious. That's what he said. I was so disappointed. And I said, well, what about me? You know, what do you mean I already got it? What are you talking about? You know? I don't know if the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. Obviously, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him. Anyway, so the next morning, I was in the shower, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, of course, it's the Spirit of God, I started speaking in tongues in the middle of a shower. And I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. It just kept going on and on and on. I'm here in the shower, and I'm And it sounds like I'm probably gargling water or whatever. But God already spoke to him. And it manifested not in front of crowds, not in front of anyone, me in the shower. So anyway, so what about you? I said, what about me? What about you? Are you ready to receive what God has for you? So when I talk about feelings, you know, at a minimum, we should feel a calmness, an assurance that we're filled with the Spirit of God. And with this assurance comes a spirit of expectancy that God is going to use us in a way that we've never been used before to introduce others to the Messiah. And that's really the reason why you are filled with the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is supposed to use you to introduce others to Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Greater faith in God and His Word is born in the hearts of those who have been filled with the Spirit of God. The results include greater faith, power, boldness, and effectiveness in witnessing for the kingdom of God. First, there is the fact of God's promises in His Word. Then there is the existence of faith in the trustworthiness of God and God's promises. Faith in the fact is followed by the feeling. Remember, it has to follow that order. First, it's got to be the fact, faith, and then the feeling. Don't let feelings confuse you or mislead you. Don't be looking just for the feelings, just for the emotional part of it, because it's only going to take you so far, and then you're going to crash. The fact of God's Word. So what results can we expect when we're filled with the Spirit of God? Now comes a real test that's going to determine if you are really and truly filled with the Ruach Elohim, with the Spirit of God. As time goes on, do you find that you have a greater love for the Messiah? Are you more concerned for the lost? Are you experiencing greater faith and boldness and liberty and power in your witnessing and in your sharing for Him? If so, God's Ruach, His breath, has filled you, and Yeshua is beginning to express His life and His love through you. Yeshua promised that we would receive power in the Ruach when His breath came upon us. And this power gives us greater love for Him, greater love for our fellow man, and greater love for the Word of God. And foremost, the fruit of the Ruach, the fruit of the Spirit, as described in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 through 23, must be present and must be evident in your lives. Now, listen to this. This is actually the greatest indicator that you are filled with the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit. That is the greatest indicator that you are filled with the Spirit of God. However, you have to remember there's the difference between the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Because signs and wonders can be counterfeited by the evil one, but the fruit of the Ruach, the fruit of the Spirit, is a God-given, genuine expression of His indwelling, and it can't be counterfeited. You can't fake love. You can't fake all the things which are the fruit of the Spirit. Remember, the filling of the Ruach is given for power and boldness and witnessing for the Messiah, Yeshua, and for the kingdom of God. And as a believer abides in the Messiah, living in the fullness of the Ruach, the fruit of the Spirit, which is the love and the joy and the peace and the patience, the kindness and the goodness and the faithfulness and the gentleness and self-control, this is developed as believers spiritually mature. These become part of your life. And if you are expressing this fruit in your life, that's clear evidence that you are filled with the Spirit of God. Some believers give greater evidence of the fruit of the Spirit than others because they have yielded their lives greater to God. And more people show. There may be others, some in this room, that are able to show more love than other people. and more joy than other people and have more peace than others. You may be excelling in some areas and weaker in other areas, but the more you put your faith and trust in God and love Him and trust Him and stay in His Word, the greater these will be manifested in each and every one of your lives. The more we acknowledge ourselves as being dead to sin and give allegiance to the Messiah Yeshua and His life within us, and the more we allow Him through the power of the Spirit to live out His life through us, the more evident the fruit of the Spirit is going to be in our lives. And the development and the maturing of the fruit of the Spirit, it's a long process. It doesn't take place overnight. It takes a long time. But the gifts of the Ruach, these other giftings, are given at the time a person becomes a believer, these gifts. These are God's giftings upon you. Not every believer receives the same kind of gift. Therefore, we must let the Lord direct us into His place of service for us. In other words, God, what gift do you have for me? What are my giftings? When you come to the Lord, you know, what are you gifted in? I didn't know until later on my gifting had to do with teaching. I have a gift of teaching. And there's other things. Irene has gifts, you know, dealing with, she's amazing and witnessing and sharing and her boldness. And like I said many times, you know, she can have the rocks cry out, "Save me, save me." You know. So she is amazing. But we all have giftings. And God wants us to learn what those giftings are that He has deposited in each one of us. Through God's Word and the leading of His Spirit, we'll discover what God's will is for us. So until next week, I just want to leave you with another story about D.L. Moody. And again, if you want to see and hear part one, part two, part three, it's on the website. One from today will be on shortly as well. And we're also having videos as well on there now. So until next week, I want to leave you this story about D.L. Moody. You know, I wanted to go to Moody Bible Institute when I first became a believer. I wasn't able to. You went to Moody Bible. Linda over there, she went to Moody Bible Institute. I wanted to. Huh? Yeah. But I did go to several yeshiva courses, college courses with Lewis Goldberg, who was the head of Jewish studies at Moody Bible Institute. And he was a wonderful man. So, the story goes that Moody, or D.L. Moody, was to have a campaign in England. And an elderly pastor protested, "Why do we need this Mr. Moody in England? Why doesn't he just stay in America? Why do we need him? He's uneducated. He's inexperienced. And on and on and on. Who does he think he is anyway? Does he think he has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit?" So a younger, wiser pastor arose and responded, "No, but the Holy Spirit has a monopoly on Mr. Moody. Think about it. Does the Ruach HaKodesh, does the Spirit of God have a monopoly in your life?" Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we just pray that as we continue in learning and growing in your Spirit, O God, we know, Lord, that it's there, but we want it to be released in our lives, O God, released like a fire burning deep within us, Lord. I pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, that each one of us would grow in the fruit of the Spirit, that we would truly show the love and the joy and the peace and patience and kindness and the goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that we would grow in these areas and also show us, Lord, what giftings you have for our lives, what it is, Lord, that, or how it is that you want to use us for the kingdom of God. I just pray your blessing over each and every one here. And we thank you and give you all glory and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. You can stand as we...